Oxhilton, as I told listeners last week, was the home of the World Championships in 2005, and they will be held there again next year in 2017. But this last week, we had 240 athletes, not quite a record turnout, but more than who go to the Army Championships. This included 65 female competitors and the first ever Royal Navy ladies team. Now, the RACs, when they started 31 years ago, were exclusive for the Royal Armoured Corps, but as the RAC has shrunk in line with the rest of the Army, it's now been opened up, and it's officially the RAC, the Royal Artillery, and the Army Air Corps Open Championships. And we had remarkably good snow. It was quite cold, and we had classic alpine weather, unlike all the rain you've been having. There were three races, a classic cross-country and two biathlons, a sprint and a relay, and for many names won all the races. Lance Bombardier Lee Jackson, our double Olympian, is back with his team, 16 Regiment. Lance Bombardier Vinnie Fountain, also from 16 Regiment, won the Classic. And a Bombardier Kevin Kane from 3 RHA, who is or is not retired as an international racer, he can't make his mind up, also won one of the races. For the women, it was a clean sweep for Gunner Sam Grist of 26 Regiment RA, who won all her races. And the 26 team were runners-up in the Women's Championships, which was won by 16 Regiment RA. 5 Regiment RA were third, and in fourth place and first guest team, 4 Armoured Medical Regiment ladies. In the men, it was a total clean sweep, with 16 Regiment, the current Army champions, winning every race, and I don't think anybody will overtake them. I think they'll still be the Army champions in 3 weeks' time. The Royal Tank Regiment was second, 3 RHA, now in Newcastle, were third, and the fourth team and first guest were the Royal Navy Royal Marines. In the women's individual, I mentioned Bombardier Sam Grist as the overall champion. In second were the two Woods, Captain Alex Wood of 19 Regiment RA ladies team, and third was Captain Jess Wood of 16 Regiment ladies team. Now, this event is an important early season pointer towards the regional championships, which were formerly known as the divisional championships. They're both taking place in France this week, Exercise Spartan Hike, with 320 competitors in Serre Chevalier and Exercise Pipe Down, with 270 in Les Contamines. Both those total athlete figures are a record. And of course, there are alpine competitors there as well. From these events, the top 22 male teams and the top 30 female individual athletes qualify for the Army and British National Championships, which will be held in Ruhpolding from the 23rd of January.
Now, I understand that Ruhpolding is very wet at the moment. So is that going to affect the championships?
Well, it's an interesting theory that it could or it could not. We have never lost at overall championships in the 69 years they've been going. We have lost the odd race, usually because there's been a blizzard and too much snow, rather than not being enough snow. But it's a little bit gloomy here at the moment. Last week in Ruhpolding, a World Cup races were held, transferred from Oberhof in central Germany, and they had quite good snow, man-made snow. Snow they store in a big container during the summer. Snow that was brought by trucks from Hochfilzen, unbelievably, and snow from the glaciers. So they had about 4 or 5 different types of snow on the 2.5K of track. But as you say, it is actually raining cats and dogs at the moment. And the next World Cup takes place this week in Ruhpolding. Fingers crossed that will go ahead okay. But a big dump of snow is forecast on the day that the armies arrive. It often does snow in the first few days of the armies, so fingers crossed that will happen. But this week, as last week, we've got the British team represented by Lance Corporal Marcel Laponder of 39 Regiment Royal Engineers, and a Corporal Amanda Lightfoot of the Adjutant General's Corps, and they're under the command of experienced eye of Sergeant Simon Allenson, 3 RHA. So fingers crossed that they do well this week. Well, it's forecast not good, but even more fingers crossed that it comes good for the armies in a fortnight.
Definitely fingers crossed that the rain is going to turn into snow for you.
Well, we hope so. We hope we don't get the floods that you've been having back in the UK. Yes, fingers crossed all round.